It's been tough to tell during the economic recovery what it looks like to create a job. In Brown County, we can tell you at least what it may sound like. That's the sound of a woman taking a ride on a zip line. As WFIU's Stan Jastrzebski reports, it may be the way of the future for the famously rural, laid-back area.
When Gary Bartels inherited about 500 acres of land in Brown County, he knew the land was equal parts risk and opportunity. He and his wife could retire early, or he and his sons, Chris and Lance, could pay the hefty property taxes and slowly reinvest in the property. So Bartels put the choice to his kids.
We can subdivide the property and sell it all off, and you guys can fend for yourself. Or thinking about building an adventure retreat. But that means you have to commit to working weekends and working during the summer. It's your choice. You get 2 weeks.
In less than the allotted fortnight, the boys decided to keep the land and give up their free time to develop it. 13 years later, there are paintball fields, a meeting lodge, mountain bike trails, and now zip lines through the tree canopy. Brown County tourism officials have no trouble getting visitors to come tour the brightly colored trees each fall. It's the busiest time of the year for the area. But until recently, there wasn't much opportunity to see them like this. Attach the apparatus to the line, get the go-ahead from each of the two guides shepherding the group through the high wire act.
Brake set, line clear.
Zipping.
Zip on.
And you're off. The installation of a set of 9 zip lines could create as many as 30 jobs in the coming months. Many will be 20-something guides, either fresh out of college or taking a break from it, who teach riders how to use the zip lines. Bartels, formerly an engineer for auto parts manufacturer Arvind Meritor, can't say how much of his own money he's spent installing the zip lines. The costs all blend into more than a decade adding amenities to his Valley Branch retreat. But he acknowledges he's taking a sizable financial risk in a time where pennies are still being pinched.
It became clear to me that if I was gone, it would take 2 people to replace me. And looking at the amount of revenues generated, it could be a struggle for my 2 sons to keep this afloat without selling it.
But Bartels should get some help from Brown County officials. He says he's wary that Midwesterners looking for a cheap staycation may not gravitate to zip lining, but Brown County Economic Development Commission President Tom Vornholt says it's a step toward a change in the overall climate in a county known more for antiquing than for adrenaline rushes.
I think you don't typically think of Indiana as an adventure state, so this is a great opportunity for us to start to create that atmosphere of here's an opportunity for an adventure in Indiana.
The area at large may benefit from the new clientele Bartels brings in. Brown County Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Jane Ellis says previous forays into adventure tourism have exhibited just such a multiplier effect.
It's also raised an awareness for us here in Brown County of some of the things that we may lack that the particularly the mountain bikers were looking for was a brewery, a brew pub. Through that, some people got together and we now have a brew pub.
It's still up in the air whether the economy will create stress or relieve it for Gary Bartels, whose eyes well up when he wonders whether he will recoup his investment.
There was times that during the build it was very difficult. So this was like, I need this stress relief. I felt so much better after zipping. I said, yes, this is what people need.
It's a relief the tourism-heavy Brown County economy hopes it gets to feel, too. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.